Well, now a cautionary tale. The Biden administration has overturned dozens of environmental rollbacks from the Trump presidency, but a handful of key regulatory reforms to chemical safety remain on the back burner. They actually predate the Trump administration, going back to a deadly 2013 explosion in a small Texas town. The same conditions that contributed to that disaster exist today. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
In central Texas, there's a small town with an eternal flame. It flickers on top of a fountain, surrounded by 15 stone blocks, engraved with the names and stories of the 15 people killed on April 17th, 2013, when the West Fertilizer Company caught fire and exploded here, in the city of West Texas, just outside Waco. One of those names, Jimmy Ray Matus. The plaque says he loved caring for his pets and farm animals, and spending time with his family.
But I was his only child, and it's kind of tough because I don't have my dad around.
That's Dustin Matus. His dad tried to help firefighters as the blaze grew out of control. A typical act of selflessness, says Dustin, who had to take over the family welding business.
You know, I don't get to show him, hey, look how good I'm doing now. I used to be a screw up, and look what I'm doing now. Kind of tough, but it's about the gist of it.
Federal investigators with the Chemical Safety Board determined that the explosion could have been prevented by storing ammonium nitrate, a chemical used for fertilizer, in non-combustible containers near fire sprinklers. The company kept the material in wooden bins, no sprinklers. 8 years later, those conditions persist here in Texas. And now, citing Homeland Security, the state has classified the locations of most chemical facilities.
I'm here to meet with Barry.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Texas Public Radio used existing state and federal records, as well as Google Earth, to find a storage site in the city of Fairfield at CAPS True Value Hardware and Ag Center. In the back, there's a shed with a huge pile of white, powdery material, ammonium nitrate. Barry CAPS is the owner.
How much do you have on site right now?
Oh, I doubt there's much over a load, which is 25, 30 tons.
Like the facility in West that exploded, CAPS stores his ammonium nitrate in a wooden container with no water sprinklers. After we spoke in December, he said he would install fire sprinklers.
We could certainly do that. But up to now, nobody's told me I need to do that.
Half a year later, CAPS says he hasn't found someone to do the job just yet.
And it is disturbing to me that facilities can still use combustible wooden materials and storage bins to house ammonium nitrate. They're not required to use sprinklers in storage buildings.
Catherine Lemos is the chair of the Chemical Safety Board, the federal agency that investigates chemical disasters and issues non-binding recommendations intended to prevent future incidents. In 2016, the board asked EPA and OSHA, the federal agencies charged with protecting the environment and workers, to step up oversight of ammonium nitrate and to require water sprinklers and non-combustible storage bins. Neither agency has heeded the advice.
These two are open, and I find them of critical importance. And it keeps me awake at night.
OSHA did try to close a loophole that allowed small fertilizer companies, like the one in the city of West, to escape strict federal oversight. But Jordan Barab, the number two official at the Obama-era OSHA, says the agrochemical industry pushed back.
And eventually took us to court, and we lost the court case. The court didn't say that we couldn't make the change that we did. The court just said that we had to go through the long regulatory process in order to make that change.
There's another obstacle to new chemical safety rules. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, spent 3 years and more than $2 million on their investigation into the fire and explosion in West Texas. In 2016, they called it arson.
And I don't have to speculate on the political implications of that kind of finding. We can look at what happened at EPA.
The EPA tried to ramp up its so-called risk management program for hazardous chemicals in response to the West explosion. But the Trump administration stalled and then rolled back the changes, and used the ATF arson finding as one of its primary justifications, saying EPA didn't take into account the alleged arson while creating the new rules. Under an executive order signed by President Biden, the EPA is again reviewing its risk management program. Very little has changed since the 2013 explosion in West Texas. 7 of the 19 recommendations issued by the Chemical Safety Board after the disaster remain incomplete.
I'm furious about it.
For Dustin Matus, whose father died trying to fight the fire, change is long overdue.
They need to make changes. They need to why do they not need fire sprinklers around something that is explosive? It don't make sense.
Change could take years as OSHA and EPA wade through the lengthy rulemaking process. And as for ATF, 8 years later, their multi-million dollar investigation remains open. The agency declined our request for an interview or to provide any evidence that the fire was caused by arson. For Here and Now, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh.